Let's do this.
The Danny Schaefer Show.
The new
Q105.5.
All right, welcome back. Wednesday broadcast. Danny and the girls hanging out with you here on the Q. What did I say? 257? All right. Yeah, that was the second time, though. I wanted to make sure I had that for the people.
155 and 257.
All right, thank you, Paul. Scroll in if you want to see Paul on the blog. And, well, all right, forecast today at 625 here at the Q. Showers and storms developing this afternoon with a high of 76. So deal with that, people. Thunderstorms tonight, low 55. Got the lawn mowed. And they got it way wrong yesterday in the forecast. It never got out of the 50s at my house. They said it was going to be 70. I don't know what that was. I had a hoodie on doing my lawn yesterday.
Cool.
But it turned out to be nice. And my lawn looks awesome. I am an edging machine. I hate it, but I did it.
Nice.
Anyway, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Paul, the producer.
Hello, Dennis.
What's new with you, Paul?
Not much, man. I got a six-hour nap today. Is that a nap, or is that just basically going to bed for the day?
No, you went to bed for the day. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. Well, I woke up at 6, and I was like, well, all right. Had a quick snack and went back to bed.
All right, so yesterday you told us that, you were possibly going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. Take the listeners through the story originally. You were gone against Andy Stewart's will, and you were gone 2 days and really let the team down.
Okay.
And anyway.
So basically, I was in California visiting the kids, got stationed out there. So the last day when he was doing his little busy military stuff, we went to Hollywood and Highland right there on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to go see the Hollywood sign. We got pictures of that and to go look at all the little
nobody's
stars.
Nobody's ever seen that.
Nope, nobody's ever seen that. And then
but when you're there, you gotta get a glimpse of that.
Got a glimpse.
First time I was there, I was like, oh, look at that. There's a Hollywood sign.
There you go. We went to, we were the tourists. We went to Hard Rock for lunch, all that crap. So,
did you go to Venice Beach?
We did not go to Venice Beach.
Oh, Venice Beach. You ever been there, Susie?
No.
Oh, that's where all the freaks are. It's awesome.
There you go.
Muscle Beach, all that's all right there.
So we're coming up to the final one more time. We'll go on this side of the street, the where the studios are for Jimmy Kimmel Live. And I got some pictures of the Dolby Theater and blah, blah, blah. So I see a camera crew outside. I see the long line of people waiting to get in to go see the show, you know, what they already do. And then I saw a camera crew, and I stopped near a girl with a clipboard. I said, how you doing? You know, what's going on?
So you solicited her.
Well, I just stood next to her for a minute because there was a long line. I'm trying to get people out of the way. It's jammed up. And I just happened to glance over. And she goes, oh, well, we're doing some stuff for ABC News. Are you a Trump supporter? So I'm like, sure. Why not? Okay. And she goes, well, we're doing interviews about Trump. Are you willing to go on? Like, why not? So I signed my release form, print, sign, date, that little bit. And they said, all right, come on over here. So I put the girls to the side And then the guy got done. Come on over. Stand at this mark. Okay. And then that's when for the next 5 minutes, they asked me every kind of question, and they were all full of it. They were trying to get you is what they're trying to do. Seeing the bit before, I knew what was coming, but it was very hard not to laugh at some of the stuff. And so after 5 minutes, they got...
They call it lie witness news, Susie.
Yeah.
Where they have some ridiculous questions and people play along, not really listening to the question because everybody wants to be a star. Here's Jimmy setting it up. It's on my blog, by the way, because I'm a blogger. Check out my blog.
The administration has decided that, unlike the Obama administration, they will not release the White House visitor logs. This is a list of people who come to visit the president. It was a matter of public record. It will no longer be a matter of public record, which I'm sure is fine. It's like when your teenage son borrows your laptop, and when you get it back, he cleared the browser history. Not suspicious at all. But you have to wonder if Trump supporters are concerned about this or really about anything he does. He does a lot of interesting things, and no one seems to mind. So we went out on the street this afternoon. We asked people who identified themselves as pro-Trump about a list of individuals we told them visited the White House. Now, none of these individuals are on the White House visitor logs, we assume, but that didn't stop people from weighing in a White House guest edition of Lie Witness News.
And then they go out in front, and they do their Lie Witness News. And then who's the woman? What's the woman look like? You never see her.
No, she's
she a writer?
Probably a writer or producer, just a short, cute little thing with a microphone. And she's got a guy behind her also feeding her information.
So when you were doing this, what was the slacker doing? Was she recording it on her phone?
Nope, just I had her phone in my pocket, so they were just watching.
No.
Yeah, they didn't
what
get
the hell?
They didn't get any pictures.
You know how it
Oh, I know. I've already told them.
Why?
You didn't get one picture? The kid won't get off the phone the entire California trip
And she Wait a minute, she's a teenage girl.
Yes.
She's what, eighth grade, ninth grade? What is she?
Freshman, yeah, yeah.
She's a freshman. You're on, possibly on national TV, and it never dawned on her, and she probably Snapchats every 8 seconds.
Yep, sure does. Missed the entire Pacific Coast Highway when we went for a ride, the beaches and all that.
Because her face is in her phone.
Yeah.
But then and here you are being interviewed, and nobody pulled out their phone. That is a classic fail.
I was so pissed.
You mean nothing to them, Paul. Do you realize that?
Except for my money, apparently. I was so
mad. Well, that's the only reason.
I go, really?
Do you not get that?
I go, you didn't get a picture? I did want to do a selfie.
Who paid for all those flights?
Well, I did, yeah.
Who paid for the hotel?
I did.
All the meals?
Most for me.
Okay.
I had a budget. I said I got to stay in this budget, or, or we don't do anything
else. So you're the bank. You're the bank to those two, and you're getting some glory. You're on the streets, and we could have had this.
Yeah.
We could have had this yesterday. We could have scooped Kimmel.
We could have
if they would have been right there recording it, and then you know we posted it yesterday on the blog.
Yep.
Man, dude, you feel like crap.
No, I'm okay now. I'm good. I was.
You cried it out, though.
I did a little bit.
All right, as long as you cried it out.
That went further than I thought. But no, I know.
Well, no, I'm stunned by that.
I know.
But I'm glad you were mad.
Oh, I.
And did you threaten to move out and take all your hundreds with you?
Well, that's why I drive a big van in case I need to sleep somewhere else. That's fine.
That's good.
No.
All right. So here you got to, if you want to, there's the setup. And then if you want to scroll past everybody and get right to the good stuff. Paul's at like 155 or something of the bit, and then again at 257 or something. And here's some of the audio of Paul going global.
Yes.
Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
That's him.
Do you think President Trump meeting with Joseph Stalin in the Oval Office secretly could help improve U.S.-Russia relations?
Probably.
How come?
That's the guy before Paul.
Yeah. He's got something up his sleeve.
Are you surprised by Donald Trump's choice to make Dr. Bill Cosby the czar of prescription drugs?
Well, he has had a lot of controversial people that he's picked, you know, the Carson and all that also. So, I mean, as long as they're vetted properly and, you know, go through all the proper channels that they need to go through, I think that's perfectly fine, that whoever the doctor is he picks. So.
Why do you think President Trump met with Charles Manson to get his on the mind of a serial killer?
Probably just to dissect his mind, see what his thoughts and his processes were. This way we can make our law enforcement better from it, getting the mind of a criminal.
Do you support President Trump secretly meeting with Charles Manson to help keep America safe by getting inside the mind of a serial killer?
Well, I think if anyone knows about that, then you know, you should certainly find people that have a lot of experience in doing things like that. So if you need to have, you know, you need to have firsthand knowledge, then maybe that's somebody who should... have a chance to help out our country and our president and stuff like that.
What do you think about Donald Trump saying that nobody has more firsthand knowledge about killing than Charles Manson? He's the man for the job.
Well, you know, like I said, if he is the man for the job, then maybe he should be given a chance. I mean, he has done a lot of different things for our country in the past, and hopefully now he'll be able to serve at a higher level.
Who has done it? Manson?
I guess Manson. Yeah, my idea.
You had no idea what you were saying.
Well, my idea was I was trying to follow the bit by ignoring the name they gave me. Because in my mind, I'm laughing my ass off. That's pretty funny, you know. But I have to. What they do is they get people who don't even pay attention to what they're asking.
Right. That's the whole
idea.
So
I had,
and you know, they're
the
mocking you to make you make
absolutely
fun of you
absolutely
and to rip Trump supporters.
I do it Monday through Friday,
so
here.
Now
let
the
you
rest,
do it.
Yeah, the rest of the country now knows you're a big doof.
Dummy, a big dummy.
Okay.
Yep. And so I had to ignore what the name was and then just answer the question. So that's why it sounded like I didn't know exactly what they were saying. But inside, I was like, God, Charles Manson, that's funny. But yeah, that's how. And this went on for about five minutes.
You know, Manson killed a bunch of people.
I do understand that completely.
You know,
but the fact that they tried to get me on that is what it was. But no, that was.
Well, now you're Mr. Worldwide. We should play Pitbull for him later on because he's Mr. Worldwide. Paul's now Mr. Worldwide.
If you need to get a hold of me, you can call me through my representatives.
You had three. He had three questions. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
He had one at the beginning and then two more after that.
Yeah. When they asked, they probably asked 6, 8, 7, 8 something like questions.
But they
used.
Yeah, they used all of those. And when did they? So they recorded that
Monday
yeah, and it aired
Tuesday night.
Yeah,
last night.
So they
that's quick
cut it all up, edit it together. So
well, you were pretty animated, I would say.
Yeah, you look like the perfect tourist with your shirt, your sunglasses on. You just look like a dorky tourist.
My big stupid tennis shoes on. Oh yeah, I was absolutely a tourist for sure. So
yeah.
So there you go. That was the my claim to fame there for a minute.
Susie, are you going to give me any of your banana nut bread
you
later?
Yeah, banana nut bread.
Yeah.
Now I guess the question is, before I get into it, I don't mean to be a picky fat guy, but is it moist?
I'll let you two be the judge of that.
I'm not having any unless there's butter.
You can't have any until the butter comes.
I got to have butter. She does not need to bring butter.
Should we call Trisha and get butter? Do we have butter in the stash?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised
you don't have, like, spray butter in your pocket.
Spray butter.
You ever use that stuff, the spray butter?
Nah, the kids do. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
but I'm surprised you don't have it, like, in your backpack.
No.
That you bring in every day. I know that's what makes it taste so good. I love chemicals. All right. You ever walk around at the mall and you see somebody walking in the mall holding their phone up to the speaker, trying to find out what the hell the song is?
Oh, they use that app or something to guess the name of the
Shazam!
Song.
Shazam!
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. I love Shazam. You guys don't use
Shazam.
That?
Nope.
No.
Oh, man. It's the greatest. It can do more than just, it can do more than songs. It can do
laundry.
Commercials. No.
Really?
Ironing?
No.
Grocery store trips?
Movies? No, none of that.
Oh, then.
No, this is an awesome app, because how many times you're sitting somewhere in a restaurant and like, oh, man, I love this song. Oh, I can't remember what it is. What is it? Pull your phone out, hit Shazam. Within 3 seconds, it'll tell you the song, artist, all of that. They just released the top 10 Shazam songs.
Oh.
That people Shazam, that people love.
Hmm.
And I'm kind of surprised at number one, because it's one of my faves. So we'll come back with that and more with the Giant Ego, Paul.
Sure.
You know, we might want to put that on Facebook so people can comment, too.
Okay.
We got it on the blog, but we might.
Sure, right.
We want to put it on Facebook.
Some comments. Yeah.
So people can comment. So just put the YouTube up there.
Okay.
And also on the blog is they got rid of Quiz last night on The Voice. And I'm telling you, he killed it last night. This kid's like 13. They actually lowered the age so he could perform. He's like a Michael Jackson, but he's a pretty good size 13-year-old. And this kid, just watch the video. It's on my blog. You'll love it. So don't move. More to come. It's the Q.
Q105.5 weather.